Hello, hello, hello. Is this thing on?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yellow.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I should be co-host too.
Yeah,
What is
we
going on?
gotta
Hold on.
elevate the Tim status here.
I'm a speaker too, Tim. You're with me.
But I'm the
Come on, Tim.
I
Tim,
thought I
you're a
was the host.
lowly
I thought I was
speaker.
yeah, I thought I was the host of Crunchyroll.
I'm
Wait,
I'm
Tim. Hold on a
clearly
second. Revoke that right now. I am Crunchyroll.
You are Crunchyroll, but
You
I'm the
are
host of
Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll? That's my position?
Potato,
You are
potato.
Crunchyroll, Hime.
It's
Yeah.
potato, potato.
Yeah,
Yes.
I feel like I should. I feel like. Thank you,
You got
thank
it.
you, thank you, Hop. Hopkins Jacob for the 100s. Thank you for the 100s
Yeah,
image. But
100.
yeah, we're just
Yeah.
gonna wait, let the people build. But yeah, we're gonna talk about the
Yeah.
Anime Awards, everybody.
Oh, I have
Yes,
a question,
sir.
actually. Do we have a hashtag that people can use to tweet at us while we Twitter space?
You can use the
We
hashtag CrunchyCast Anime Awards, one word,
Ooh.
obviously,
Ooh.
and then we can respond to your tweets.
Yeah. I'm like, how
But
does this
I'll only
Twitter space
respond to
work?
stuff that says, "Hey, you guys are great. You guys are nice people." I'll only
Yeah,
respond to
only.
hashtag
Thank
CrunchyCast
you, Tim.
Anime
Thank you, Tim.
Awards with "You guys are swelled people." Just.
I will reply to all the mean stuff then.
I will look at all the pictures if y'all send me cute anime pics. I will rate them
Me
by
too.
liking.
Please send me photos of your cat.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'll
Yeah!
also
And
accept
dogs.
animal pics. That's fine.
Like cats, retweet dogs, or backwards. Or, you know
I
what?
just got
It's
told
fine.
there can only be two co-hosts. Can Kurt
Yeah,
be
let
stepping
me
down?
resign
Yeah, could he step
my
down?
Wait, wait, wait. Can I be a co- Oh, I am a
You are
co-host.
a
Wait.
co-host already. You're Crunchyroll
Yeah.
Hime.
You're the
Yeah.
host
What did I
and the
say? It's
co-host.
Pog. It's Pog.
Sweet. I just got invited. I just leveled up. I just upped my level. And then Kirk got thrown down as the
I
listener
feel
status?
way less cool now. I feel
Wow.
significantly less cool
Welcome
now.
to the elite. Oh,
Okay.
man.
Okay, now we have everything. I'm
Yes.
co-host now. This is all working fine. Thank you, everybody. Hello. This is the host of Crunchyroll. I'm host of Crunchyroll, Tim Liu, and we have Crunchyroll Hime with us.
Hello, I am Crunchyroll Hime. Thanks for having me today.
I mean, you are Crunchyroll Hime, so it's not like you can
I'm.
just be. You
Is it
own
thank you for
Crunchyroll?
having
Yeah,
us?
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah,
I
thank you for having
I
us.
wanted to be invited to this Twitter space, so did I just invite myself? Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
Did you just want to hang with us, Hime?
It's okay.
Maybe. Perhaps. Mayhap.
Yeah, here we have our two other hosts on a podcast that Crunchyroll does called CrunchyCast.
Yeah.
Please introduce yourselves.
Oh, hello. I am Christelle Marie, and I am a co-host of CrunchyCast, as Tim just said.
Yes, I am also that. I'm Kurt Ritchie. What's good, everyone? And yeah, let's talk some anime,
Let's
guys.
talk some
Not
anime.
only anime, let's talk about the anime awards
Yeah,
that the
man.
results just dropped. Go check it out, everybody, if you wanna see who won. If you want,
Yeah,
who
it's lit.
everybody did
My
everybody look? Everybody do a.
I looked.
I mean,
I looked.
yeah, I did.
Perhaps
I
I
did.
was the
Yeah.
first person to look.
Everybody,
Wait, put it up.
give us a nice 100 emoji. Just give us any emoji if you guys have
Any
seen the.
emoji, any emoji.
I want to see the fox emoji.
Yeah, put the
Fox
I don't think
emoji.
that's an
Yeah.
option. I
Yeah,
don't think
put the
that's
fox
one
emoji
of
if you guys checked out
There is
the
no
Anime
fox
Awards
emoji to
winners.
use. Is there
There
one?
really isn't? Isn't there?
There should
When
be.
you click it, when you press the heart, you can only do one-handed fist, two peace sign wave laugh or
Yeah, just react with
fox.
any emoji if you guys seen
You
the
know, I'm gonna do 100. I'm gonna do 100. All
Oh,
right,
I
I
see
picked
them.
the
I
wrong
see
one,
them.
but all
Yeah,
right, there you go. There you go.
I'm gonna
We
do
have
the 100 too.
100.
Yeah.
100. Now, I knew about this stuff mad early because it was blowing up my TL immediately. And I had to get on this, see if my anime opinions were affirmed or not.
I love how Funimation is
Yeah.
saying they checked out the list. Nice. Thanks, Funimation official.
Yes. Thank
Thanks.
you.
Thank you
Appreciate
for checking
that.
out the
Thank you.
list, Funimation.
But
Yeah, we
yeah,
appreciate that.
so we're just gonna run through the list, see how we feel about, the winners. I have some
Yeah.
takes. I have some takes about. I have takes. I just have takes. As a
Yes,
human being, I think we
I
all have
hear
takes.
him.
I thought about it for a
Hear
second.
him.
I was like, you know what? We
Yeah,
all have takes. It's not
I
like
got a
we
little
don't
something to
have
say.
takes.
Yeah, they're takes.
Facts.
Yeah,
Those are some takes.
let's
Let's get
get
started.
right. Let's start it off
Yeah.
with the controversial
Sweet.
ones usually. Best boy and best girl. I feel like
Best boy.
are hotly debated.
To be honest, I am so happy with the best boy. I love Boji with all my heart and soul. Mm, all
right.
I stand.
Look.
I know Kurt has something to say about this.
Look. All right. I did not see Ranking Kings until, like, 4 days ago. So I was like, who's Boji? Who's this kid? Who's this kid?
It's never too late.
I was like, yo, shout out to my... I was originally like, yo, my dude Senku from Dr. Stone. But then I watched it. I watched Ranking Kings. All right, that was fire. Boji deserves the world. Get my man. Yep. Best boy winner
the
of all
universe.
For Yes, sir.
I have
There's some solid contenders. Solid contenders.
The two nominees that I'm a little confused about getting best boy is Odakawa, who's I think at the big grown age. No hate to Odakawa. I love Odakawa best, from Mod Taxi, yeah, but
like, best gramps.
That is no best. Boy. That is a grown man.
That's a grown
best, oh, yeah.
That's a grown horse man. Yeah.
Bro, it's not even a boy. Yeah.
And the other questionable one, even though age and legally he is a boy, Draken does not look like a boy
your
to me.
Best
you know?
Grown man.
He's a cool guy. He's a cool man. He's a best man guy. Like
I saw Draken.
Man friend.
Bro, you look like he have a mortgage. Yo, that man is a mortgage.
No, he looks like the age to have a mortgage, but Draken, I don't know. No, Draken would have a mortgage.
Hey, I object to this boy ageism. I think, you know, ageism. In anime, I'm always calling all my best boy, personally. So,
I'm getting real technical. I'm just getting technical. I agree. I agree where you're coming from, Crystal. I'm just getting that picky. I'm getting a little technical.
I agree. We can let a walrus, a grown adult, be best boy. But I'm out things. But I do like all these were really good picks. But I gotta give it Boji. That's my boy right there. That's my boy right there.
Because I also think of it this way: best boy. I feel like I want to protect. This is just what I think. I want to protect Boji from every sadness in the world. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Draken would protect me.
I feel like Draken would protect me. I'm scared.
15? At 15, I would have just been me at 15. I would have been like, oh, hey. Oh, hi there, Bo. Hi there, Draken. And he'd be like, shut up. Ooh. And I'd be like, oh, that was great. That was cool. What a cool guy.
I would have wanted to start a band with him. 100%. Yeah, you know, dude, that band would be based. That would be
bro.
Amazing.
Imagine being Draken's teacher, and he asked you to go to the bathroom. Like one of the most.
You can just say it.
Like you can leave. You can just leave.
Yeah, he can just say, "I'm going to the bathroom."
Yeah, he wouldn't ask.
Well, there he goes.
I would never hit. I would never hit him with the. Can you go to the bathroom?
He would jump out the window.
Oh, Izumi too for Emiya. That's another great. That was a great nominee. But yes,
Izumi. Yeah, I'm totally cool.
Baj, great job, great boy. Congrats on the award. I wish I could hear him go and then Kage's like, thanks for the award. Like,
yeah.
Love y'all.
Oh, and love the Mikey. Love the Mikey. We haven't mentioned it. Mikey's great too.
Yeah,
Mikey's great too.
Mikey's a
love that guy.
A best boy, you know.
Yeah, sir.
Oh, once again though, Mikey, I'm like, yeah, maybe he could pass 15. Maybe
he doesn't have a mortgage. He's like taking out loans.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like he didn't age like Draken to me, but that is still a grown man.
Yeah.
Right,
recently. But now we're gonna move right on to best girl. Winner is Nobara Kugisaki from Jujutsu Kaisen. Let me put on my announcer voice. Yeah.
Okay.
Nobara Kugisaki.
I love Nobara.
Yeah.
Like I love JJK too, just in general. She is like I just like how she was written. She's a really cool character, she's fun. She would definitely slap me, and I'd totally be cool with this. But my personal opinion, man, I'm a Komi guy. I knew it.
I knew someone was here was just gonna be like, Nobara, congrats, but.
I love Komi. She's kind and sweet, and as a person who has ridiculous anxiety, I related to the show and her struggle. I've definitely not talked to people when I should have, and I felt that. I just identify with her. I identify with her heavy. So, but I respect the winner. I respect the winner.
Yeah, like she's definitely JJK's best girl. As it is, though, like, oh my God, I have to admit it. I just have to admit it.
Admit it.
I'm already a fruits basket main. So,
yeah,
okay,
fruits basket main.
I'm a fruits basket main. Everybody yep. else is my support anime. Fruits basket your was second. My main. And yeah, this was the 12. Final season, so I have this this emotional attachment to Toru Honda. I mm-hmm. think I do like there are so many good best girls in this. Like mm-hmm. I do also agree. I love Komi and she was so relatable. But yeah, Toru Honda was my girl, and honestly, like she healed the world, guys. People sing about it. Toru Honda does. At least she heals the zodiac or some. Yeah. Some
you
animal,
you saying
some
you saying fruits basket main is funny though because it sounds like a fighting game. It's just like who do you main in anime? It's like fruits basket. Fruit now basket. I'm seeing Toru Honda trying Onigiri. To like do wave dashing and like beating up Fox
yo, I'm here
on
for
Final
it.
Destiny.
Yeah,
that's some interesting meta.
That's some interesting meta to Toru Honda. You know?
Not many if people, that were the yeah. case with fruits basket specifically, I think it would be more like a Pokemon match actually. Since we've got men who turn into zodiac signs and girls and women and boys and everything, everything under the sun turns into a nice, you know, it would be actually a cool Pokemon game. Not gonna lie, like if you could just
gotta
catch all the zodiacs. Yeah. Like I would love to get the dragon if it's a real dragon, and I wouldn't be mad if I get, you know, like a horse, and that way I can like. Not have to walk in a park. I don't know.
Oh,
it would be cool.
Real quick.
It's nice.
Chris Caldas doesn't want to walk.
Real quick in the term of best girl, at hashtag Lazy. CrunchyCast Anime Awards, Bossa Nova at Bossano _V_A said, honestly, I voted for Tim for best girl, so thank you. I just wanted to call that out and be like, well, thank you. I wasn't
nominated. Is there write-ins? Is there write-ins?
Wait, I would have voted for you.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
What about He-Man?
No, I win.
Best boy.
I think right now.
He-Man's best boy.
Best. I mean, if you watch it takes two stream, then maybe you're right. I mean, maybe Tim is best girl.
Oh, yeah. My Umfi Crystal, Pirate King Crystal said, Baj for the best boy is the best win. So agreed. Agreed on that.
So can we get these tweets on the thing? Is there a way to pop them up on the space when they...
Yeah,
I think
like an old person. I'm like, oh, what's going on here?
Oh yeah, we got it.
Oh,
we
it's
got
already
it,
shared
it,
by
yeah,
Crunchy.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
look
yeah,
at that. Yeah. Best girl is Hime. Okay, no, somebody already did say best girl is Hime. Hashtag.
See,
yep.
I feel validated. Thank you.
My burner account.
You know what? After I saw you play Getting Over It, yeah, you're best girl forever.
I was still playing.
I was more of like try your best
yeah.
girl. You guys did great.
All right. Anyway, we're not talking about.
Thank you. Thank you all for the votes. Great votes. Great write-in votes, everybody. But now on to the other hot topic that people love to talk about. Mm. Best protag and best antagonist. So for best protag, we have the winner, Otokawa from Odd Taxi.
Yo.
I love it.
I was very surprised he pulled it out. Especially with the wild best pro tag, best antagonist.
We will talk about that after we talk about the best antagonist. Hold on.
Yeah.
I know everyone's revving up right now. Everyone's
But Otokawa is such a cool character, and if you watch Odd Taxi, you really just feel the vibe with mm-hmm. him and try to understand him. And I don't know, I vibe with it heavy. Although,
I think the way that. Okay. His character developed throughout the entire series. You like don't know if you suspect him for anything. You don't know if he's good. Maybe he's bad, but maybe he's everything.
I was like, he was mad.
A mystery.
But you love him the whole way through. You love him the whole
love
way
him for Yuji Itadori is the other some nominees. You got Yuji Itadori. Good vote. Joe from Megalobox 2 Nomad.
Boy, Joe.
Word
of my Joe. Get that man some love.
Love Megalobox already, because love Ashita. Tomorrow's Ashita no Joe is a great manga and anime classic. The Megalobox is the remake for people who don't know. But once again, love the name Joe, because I just like, you know, Yuji Itadori. Next, Joe.
Yeah, and
cool
Joe.
Guy Joe.
Now, and word to Joe. Joe be getting taken. Yeah. Too. So I got him up here. For
yeah, he's taking robot
he
body
getting
blows.
Beat.
Yeah.
If he getting beat in life and in fights, life beating them up just as hard. So yeah, Joe's a king. But yeah, I am cool with Odakala. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bodge is the best pro tag, but you know what? He won best boy, so you know, can't win them all. Can't sweep them all. You're right.
Yeah, can't sweep them all. And that's fine. That's
and then Iodo. Oh, go ahead.
That was what I was gonna say. Like, I do love Iodo. Just as a character in and of itself, the motivations and the way that the way in general the series is written is very interesting to me. So I do think, you know, following I around and having her perspective as the viewer and kind of going through all the stuff that Wonder Egg presents as an anime, especially like when you're just starting out and you don't know anything that's going to happen. I just felt like that was such a great choice for a protagonist for that series. So, I also agree. Like, I think Odakawa is like, I saw Odd Taxi. I binged it basically. Because of you don't need a break from Odakawa at any point.
You don't need a break.
You want more Odakawa.
That's a great tagline for Odd Taxi. You won't get enough of Odakawa.
Yeah.
So congrats to Odakawa for the win, but now we have to move on to the best antagonist and the winner. For a best antagonist. Eren Yeager. Attack on Titan Final Season Part 1.
Yo.
So we can let it out. We can just let it out. We can let the chopper rip, as the kids say.
So I was like, when I saw, best protagonist, Eren Yeager? Oh, that's crazy. And then I scrolled down and I thought my webpage messed up. I'm like, oh wait, best antagonist, Eren Yeager. But honestly, I think I'm cool with him. I'm pretty cool, I think, with him winning best antagonist. I know there's been some discourse.
There's been a little bit of discourse.
I think there's something. Attack on Titan just happens to be a series that's written in a way where you can place this character on both categories, and they're both valid, and they both have their arguments. So,
For people who don't.
I do think.
Oh, go real quick. For people who don't. I was gonna say, best protagonist nominee. We missed out a nominee as we were going through the list on purpose. The nominee for Best Protag is also Eren Yeager from Attack on Titan Final Season Part 1. The winner of Best Antagonist, who was also nominated, obviously, is Eren Yeager from Attack on Titan Final Season Part 1.
Which, I think that's
Is he your hero or your villain?
You could be the angle or my devil. Yeah.
Hey, my angle or my brain.
Listen, in this essay, I am ready for those threads, those Twitter threads. Mm-hmm. Like, give me the endless debate, because honestly, I have so much to say about both. Like, honestly, like, just Eren's role as a protagonist or antagonist of the same story.
So we have Tumi at EXO Stan account said, I voted for Eren, best antagonist and protagonist. So I think there's a fair few. React on the spaces if you guys voted for both. If you guys voted Eren Yeager for best protag and best antagonist, I just want to see who saw the list and was like, yeah, sure. Click, click. I thought about it, but
I didn't want to rob my power. But I did see him particularly as an antagonist, but I guess it's about the definition of what
I'm seeing a good amount of reacts. I'm seeing a decent amount of reacts. I think a good amount of people saw Eren Yeager on best protag and best antagonist and was like, you know what? I'm feeling a little spicy today.
Just a little.
Well, that's the thing. But technically, the word is best protagonist, not best hero.
Well, then it goes into the question of what is the, everyone's always going to be like, what is the definition of a protagonist? Is it someone who does good, or is it the person who is the main part of the story?
It's what's in your heart.
The real antagonist was the friends we made along the way.
Okay, so the other nominees we have Shigaraki from My Hero Academia Season 5. Valid, you know.
Savage.
That's an antagonist right there. Savage. Yano, Odd Taxi. There he goes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
You can't hate him. He just raps on his song. You're gonna love him.
I'm a Yano. Yano's just cool. just a funny little guy. He's a funny little guy. But yes, Ballard. Yano is, yeah. Echidna from ReZero, starting life in another world, season Echidna. 2.
I was like, you're evil, but I kind of want you to like stay with me forever.
Kurt, that's not a best antagonist. That's just somebody you wanna be with, Kurt. That's called.
Please.
I was gonna
I love a toxic woman. I love it.
I was gonna say Kurt and him are both, bumping fists for the. Oh, never mind.
Yeah. No, Echidna, I just love just as like I wasn't, because part of me during her whole spiel was like, do I trust her or not? And my boy made his choice, but I get it. I get where she was coming from as a villain and
her's just clouded in
I guess
vision,
the shoes of anyone.
Fine. That's fine.
Yeah, I've got I also I'm not gonna lie, I'm a part of the group of people who will let villains slide if I think they're attractive. We're valid.
We.
I got it.
Everybody in this Twitter spaces. Support her. Let it be known that you support her. Or let it be known that you don't support her. Get his ass.
No. If you support Kurt, that supports me. Listen, because this is an excellent segue into the next one. Adam.
Oh yes,
who's
from Skate
also hot.
The Infinity.
Also hot.
Love it.
Listen,
his outfit is fantastic. The matador of
his hair.
Exactly. He made his hair. Look at his hair.
He's fabulous.
All about him. His entrance. Is that how you say that?
His entrance when he just came in.
He's a businessman.
I'm like, he's stanced up in a skateboard with horns on it. I'm like, okay, go crazy, Adam.
Yes.
Listen, he is crazy funny.
Okay, this is like a mini spoiler. It's not even really a spoiler, but just warning everybody in Twitter spaces. But I just like the dual life that this main villain, Adam, has, where he's a politician by day. A prestigious politician by day, but by night.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, but by night.
He was just a CEO.
No, he is a politician. And then he puts on a mask and puts some gel in his hair, wears a matador outfit, just goes out and skates.
Do you think Tony Hawk is like that too?
Tony Hawk? But by day?
Who's Tony Hawk?
Nice joke. He may now know it's Tony Hawk.
I now know. He has a game.
But I just like Tony Hawk by day, he's a skater, and by night, what, he's a politician? Is that what you're implying, Crunchyroll? He may.
Not wrong.
Adam Skate the Infinity. Yeah, that's definitely a good antagonist. And then final, we have the I don't like him, and he's a best antagonist, and he shouldn't have been disliked. He should be disliked. That's the point.
No, that's why Kisaki. It's wild because I was debating between Aaron and Kisaki, because Aaron is killing a lot of people, but Kisaki is messing with one guy's life very aggressively. And for some reason, he ticked me off just a bit more, because I don't know, man. If you watch Tokyo Revengers, homeboy having to go back and back. I won't spoil it like that, but homeboy having to fix things over and over when you think everything's cool. And it's mostly because of this dude's influence on the life of his friends. I don't know. That's
very villainous.
That got me wrong.
Very nefarious.
He got under my skin as much as Aaron killing a lot of people who probably didn't deserve it. So I think that speaks volumes. Great villain.
At least Aaron had it was a weird message, but he still had a message. Kisaki's just like, I don't like you. I just don't like you.
I'm just going to run things my
way. Yeah. Kisaki's just like, Takemichi, something about you just wants to make me bully and just be a hindrance in your life.
Yes, sir.
I would just more scared of meeting Kisaki in real life than Aaron.
Because
with Aaron, it's more like if that happens,
a rare take.
I would hang out with Aaron Yeager over Teta Kisaki, Crystal Marie, 2022.
I would rather. I mean, listen.
I have a beer with Aaron. Yeah, sure, dude. I guess. That's what Crystal Marie's saying. Not me. I'm scared of Aaron, dude.
Hey, yo.
I'm not saying.
Let's say this. If Aaron's mom never got chomped, maybe he'd be just a normal kid. You could just hang out with him. But Kisaki, it's not like his mom got eaten by a titan. So, like, I don't know what's his deal. Like, yeah,
I don't remember. Like, what if he's like in a loving home, Kisaki, and he's still that's treacherous. Yeah. That is treacherous. That man is a true villain. Maybe I should have changed my
mind. maybe I need to retroactively go back.
Kisaki makes me so mad. So mad. I don't know, man. But I'm still cool with Eren Jaeger. I voted for him. But probably because of the bit of like, man, I've been rolling with this dude for so long. He's been so developed. And
he does a heel turn. He doesn't
take this route.
Yeah, we have a lot of people on the hashtag saying they do not like Kisaki. So...
Kisaki,
yo, I wanna, bro. How old is he? I'll fight him if he's a reasonable age.
15-year-old Kurt, you just gonna go? You rock up to a high school?
Yeah, but it's crazy. He still whooped me. Probably that's the problem.
But yeah, moving on. So actually, segueing into Tokyo Revengers, who there's a lot of fisticuff being thrown around. The next category is best fight scene. And the winner for best fight scene is Yuji Itadori and Aoi Todo versus Hanami. That was two guys.
Yo,
Boogie Woogie.
That one.
Yeah.
Boogie Woogie, bro. Oh my god. The moment I knew it was 10 out of 10 for me when Todo did the clap, but his lips were all puffed.
He did like the ooh,
yes!
The vibe. It was over for me. Yeah. That was my pick immediately. It was done.
Everybody was getting their butts kicked by Hanami, and then Todo just comes in and goes, ooh, ah, ah, bang.
Yo, that was so fire. And just a fantastic fight that led to it felt like the everything coming to a head for Yuji and finally getting to learn more about Todo, who is this wild character who is whooping homeboy's butt at the beginning, and the whole Black Flash thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That was such a fantastic fight. I love that fight. Probably one of my favorites, like, just period.
Crystal, how do you feel?
The animation for it was really sharp, too. I think it was just sitting there. I didn't blink the entire time.
Yes. It was fantastic.
In my humble opinion, I'm gonna go a bit controversial, but it really should be all the battles. I don't know if Jujutsu Kaisen first bit had the Hanami battle with Megumi and everyone. The whole fight, it should have just been the school versus Hanami fight. It's just one start to be like the end.
Yeah, that's fight scene.
But then we got runners up. How do you guys feel about the runners up? We have
all.
Listen, this the Naruto one honestly was very emotional for me.
Solid.
It was very emotional for me.
Crystal?
Almost. Well, no. but still, it's always cool to see that. I think all the runner ups are pretty solid, honestly.
Vivi fight scene versus Yugo was crazy. That was crazy.
That was crazy. I didn't see Vivi, but I knew I seen the clip like trending everywhere, and I checked it out. Yo, that was clean. Yeah. And it's not on my watch list.
Every Twitter Sakugan. Yeah, every Twitter Sakugan was throwing that scene up there, and you seen the replies like, what is this? What is this? What is this?
No, I'm
yeah, Wit Studio said we're going another AI crazy, but that was a real good fight.
There's a lot of good ones. It was close for me. The Naruto versus Ishiki. Yo, dude. That was another one where I haven't been watching it. I have way to catch up on
that's what I'm saying. Cristal felt emotions. She was shedding tears.
She almost cried.
That was an emotional fight for me. That level of,
it meant that fight had so much meaning behind it, behind the whole, like, I guess you could, the franchise of Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
Because of it was a relationship that had developed over years with us since I was a kid watching Naruto. Like on Adult Swim,
little boy Naruto swinging in his lonely swing on the tree, crying because he's like, I wish I had a family, and now he's just like,
I wish I had a family.
Now he's just like, I'm the strongest.
The third Hokage took care of me like he said, but that's slander for another.
Yeah, that's
day.
That's
but
a conversation.
That fight, so that's slander for
we can talk about that another day.
But the truth of it is that it was something that built up for a lot of people who watched Naruto, like me. Like, it was one of my first anime. So seeing the whole Kurama deal and how it ended, man. And one of the things that I saw a lot of people talk about on Twitter is he did the same kicks he did to Sasuke, I believe, in their fight. I think it was Sasuke. Yeah, in their fight. And I was like, oh my gosh. It was just a nice little comeback. It was animated beautifully. I love that fight too. So it was close.
So even this wasn't nominated, but I like at Bossa Nova's thing. My favorite fight was Flame Hashira versus that one demon. It's like, that would have been a great nomination. Flame Hashira versus that one demon. Demon Slayer Mugen Train. It's like, I was like, who's that one demon?
It was fire.
But
Pun intended.
The other runner up for Eren Yeager and the Warhammer Titan. I think the entire time that scene was happening, I was like, Bite him! There was a lot of feeling and emotion and screaming at my television.
Just a lot of, a lot of conflicting feelings in that fight,
Yeah, everything's so.
Oh, don't forget the Elma versus Toru fight, Miss Kobayashi's.
Yeah, I gotta show some love. I gotta show some love to that one. I'm like I'm a Shadow Kobayashi fan, and they went out on that fight.
They just started beating the hootenanny out of each other. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, hey yo, why this? For a semi slice of life, kind of.
I was like, every other fight is like the drama. Ooh, the fight for the life. And then Miss Kobayashi just comes out. It's like, all right, let's do a little riff raff. Let's do a little bap bap. Let's do a little sparring, dude. Let's have a round.
That was another good one.
That was so badass.
Tony was like, we're gonna go super hard. We're just gonna create a great fight scene.
And I love it when my comfort anime gives me
moving on to the Wapow. The people that helped make the Wapow. That's another great segue I did, everybody. Confirmed great segue. Yeah. Best director.
Yeah!
And the winner, Baku Kinoshita from Odd Taxi. Yeah!
It took me a while. I've never been like really into the background of directors in anime, but Odd Taxi, because it was my anime of the year vote, I looked into it, and that I think, don't quote me because I could be wrong, I think it's his first proper anime production. So y'all can come at me in my DMs if I'm wrong. I want to hear it. I think this is like his first directing debut on an anime piece.
I did not know that.
He did fantastic. And well deserved. Well deserved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's super underrated. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like a lot of people have watched it, especially this year. But I think it was so underrated and such a great piece of art. Like every single episode, you're like, wait, this is a cliffhanger. I need to watch more. And then by the end of it, you've watched the entire season.
And then you go, wow.
I think it takes so much talent for a director to be able to kind of keep something tight in a limited amount of episodes. Because this just feels so complete, it has beginning, middle, end. So you don't get to have the space to develop outside of that or experiment more. Mm-hmm. You have to stick to the story you're going to tell in this amount of time. And every frame has to be intelligent. Like every frame has to be super smart and convey what it needs to convey and give you the feeling. And I just felt like this was just directed in such a way that the immersion never left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also feel like it's one of the anime that I watched last year that had like you're interested in every single character that they introduced. Like they had their own backstory and it somehow fit together with the whole entire plot like a puzzle, and it was just like so amazing to witness.
Runners up, Park Sonu. I just have to give a shout out to Park Sonu. That's a fellow Korean, so that's just my bias. Real quick. Damn, like Bakushin no Kinoshita. I'm like, hell, heck yeah, but Park Sonu, yay, woo, Jujutsu Kaisen, let's go. I voted for you, man. Let's hang out. Have a beer, dude. This is my personal. I'm just like calling out on Twitter spaces. I'm just like at Park Sonu, like, can we just get a soulmate? Have some soju.
Yeah.
Let's kick it. And then
definitely gonna give a just gonna give props to Yuichiro
Hayashi for Attack on Titan,
just because I do feel like some of the most iconic frames being shared on Twitter right now. On that standard alone, it's like there's just such great camera work on the season part one. So yeah, just I was really excited with that.
No, Megalobox 2 went off. Sunny Boy also. I saw Sunny Boy was also in the we will talk about at the end. You know, the anime of the year was right there.
Yeah, Sunny Boy was a great pick. I haven't finished it, but it's such a cool concept, and the direction of it is so interesting.
Just shouts out to Sunny Boy for having Sunset Roller Coaster, which is a great band out of, I believe, Taiwan. That's the thing I like about it. That's my bias. Once again, another bias of mine. It's just stuff I like. I don't even talk about the anime. I'm just this is cool. This is neato.
No, what can I say? We are giving out our opinions. You're right. So this is I think the biases are actually opinions. You're fine.
It is me who says
it's these a me, Mario.
Because I like these memes.
It's a me.
It's a me.
It's a me, and it's a meme.
Shen Wakabayashi for Wonder Egg Priority 2. That was another one. Early 2020? Was that Wonder Egg?
Yeah, I think it was early. Yeah,
I don't know what year's work anymore.
Yeah.
React with the 100 emoji if you guys don't remember dates anymore. Because.
I'll be like, what?
Yeah, time isn't real, bro.
Time is a construct.
Bro. Time isn't real.
Today is day.
Today is day.
Yeah, today is a day. You're not wrong about that.
Let me do another great segue. I'm great at segues, by the way. So segueing from best director, what do best directors do? They make anime. What has anime? Animation. So best animation. Whoa. Ba-bam!
Whoa!
Oh no! Kurt's like, all right, realistically, I'm gonna be real with you.
All right.
The only segment that worked was the hot
this
people.
One's a 9.
I'd be like,
listen, anyway, best animation winner goes to drum roll, Hime. Give me that drum roll. Great drum roll. Winner is Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba Mugen Train Arc. Thank you for the great drum roll, Hime. Great drum roll.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. What's
that drum roll was a hoot.
Oh, yeah. Demon Slayer. I mean, yo, they always come with the sauce. Let's be real. Fantastic animation all the way through. And I mean, I'm a little biased because
just a little.
I've been watching stuff
just a little.
Currently, I've been watching. So yeah, my bias is Matt is wrong because it's actually because of the stuff we've been seeing this season. But yo, it's so clean. It's always been clean. What's the studio?
UFO table. Is that how you say it?
UFO table?
I say UFO table, and I know that's wrong. That's just simply wrong. Like,
it's wrong.
UFO table?
Like, UFO table.
Dude, at least you read it in English.
I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it, but I know they know exactly what they're doing.
I don't know. It reads UFO table to me.
UFO table. See?
How do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce it?
I'm going to say UFO table. That's it. Nobody can correct me. I am right.
UFO table.
We need the Latin. We need the Spanish.
Japanese version. UFO table.
Oh, it is. Shouts out to me. We're just reading it the way. Let's go.
It's UFO.
Okay. Not UFO table. UFO table.
Yay.
UFO table. UFO table. Okay. Yes.
UFO table.
So yeah, UFO table always comes with the sauce. They have been. Mugen Train. I mean, especially if you watched it. If you didn't see the movie and you saw this, like you're like, yo, it's clean. It's so clean.
You've seen UFO table. Table. UFO table. Yeah, you've seen it.
Like, this
Fate
biggest,
Zero.
This
I mean,
is the
Fate
biggest
Zero.
Take from this
like,
round.
They just make high production. They do be animating, is what I say.
They do be animating.
But yeah, all the runner-ups, too, are just they're really like high contenders, too. So we can't deny. Everybody was animating their butts off. I was going to say the A word, you know, but I'm going to be safe. It's just children everywhere in this world.
I've almost let it slip.
Yeah.
The peach emoji.
Junae's like, ooh.
Cover your ears.
No, man.
I'm not gonna say. I'm gonna say buddy butt. So it's fine. It's fine, everybody.
I don't know if that's worse.
It's worse to say buddy butt. You're right. Jujutsu Kaisen. That's another one. Great animation. Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. Always had great animation.
Coming off the clutch, like with the anime.
Mushoku Tensei.
Especially with the fights.
That's another one.
Mushoku Tensei.
They really.
I was not expecting that to be so amazingly made. I never thought I'd see water droplets look so nice.
Yeah, when he shot that water spell out the window, I was like, and all the water's like, whoop, 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 whoop. I'm like, wow.
That looks better than real water.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean,
oh my gosh.
We can't conjure up magic water and then start shooting it out our palms, Kurt. Can you?
Man, I don't remember. This might have been season two, or a clip. I never thought tearing bread could look so arousing.
Yo, delicious.
They did fantastic work on that.
I feel like anime food also looks better than real
food. Oh, that's easy. That's a no brainer.
Yeah, time.
We could have a whole space to talk about how I want to eat the jelly chicken in Spirited Away. If you guys don't know, there's a scene where the parents are eating away. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have this gelatin looking chicken and I want to eat it so bad. So bad.
I just want bread and eggs from Studio Ghibli all the time.
Yeah, they make
a lot about y'all today.
Banger. Toast and egg. Yeah, toast and
that's it.
Sunny side up.
Toast and sunny side up egg. Slightly cooked. I don't like it super like sunny side up per se.
Yeah, let us know in the CrunchyCast Anime Awards. How do you like your eggs, guys? Let us know.
So you're gonna say who like best animation?
No, I'm not even talking about anything related to this. I'm curious. I'm hungry.
Let us know how you get your
egg. I'm hungry.
Maybe it's because there's an egg nominee. That's why.
Oh,
this is a segue.
Best animation. That's sleek animation. She's taking notes from me. She's learning from the best, aka me. Apparently.
No.
Yep. Yeah, Tim did.
Yeah.
And Wonder
Egg. Once again, BB2 has really great animation. If you guys all seen, I'm pretty sure everybody.
Is it BB or is it Vivi? Hold on. Gotta confirm.
Yeah, Hime, please.
Pufferfish.
Chotto, one second.
Nene. Doom, 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 doom,
doom.
Thank God. Shoo! Yeah, I'm out here going UFO table.
You check so fast.
Yeah.
VB.
But yeah, let me segue. Let me do another segue. Another segue. Let me spin on my Vivi. That's a character.
Did you just reverse Uno card my segue?
Yeah, I'm gonna do another segue. So Vivi's a character, right? And so now we gotta talk about best character design. Ooh ha. Ooh.
Alright, 8 out of 10.
Bam.
Vivi is a character. Anyways.
Now next category, best character designs. Man. And the winner this time, Kurt, give me the drum rolls. And the winner is Tadashi Hiramatsu, Jujutsu Kaisen, Kurt 2.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Let's.
Yo, there is a lot of different looking characters for everyone who's like just peeping in the same uniform.
Yeah.
There is a wide slew of different people with this.
People,
so I get
an animal, a panda. To be exact.
Yes. Not my
I love panda.
I love panda too.
I love panda.
Yo, I was so hyped. What real talk, what got me into JJK was when I watched the
opening. And then parkour.
Panda bolting on the ceiling. I was like, hey, yo.
Kurt saw panda parkour and was like, well, time to watch Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, so JJK was not my pick. It was not my personal pick.
Who was your pick, Kurt?
I personally was really feeling the Odd Taxi. I know I've been Odd Taxi all around, but I'm like, I don't know, man. And contextually, I can't say anything specific because spoilers, but the spoiler reasons that everyone's seen the show is why I consider it best character.
Wow.
Because it has multiple, it's got a dimension to it. I highly recommend people check out Odd Taxi. And yes, and I really liked the alpaca nurse. I love her.
I love it anytime she's like, I know capoeira. I know capoeira. I was like, hell yeah, I love capoeira. It's like, I want to learn that too.
But yeah, go check out Odd Taxi. It's that
I was a ranking of kings. I was a ranking of kings voter for character design. Great character designs.
Using
the manga as a reference point to make its kind of its own. Like, it's very similar to the manga design, but it still has its own flavor hit. And I really appreciate that for interpretation.
Yeah.
But also Escape to Infinity for character design.
Yo, I was about to say, I was waiting.
She had the skateboard ready to just let it rip.
Listen, Skate, for very selfish reasons, Skate is my pick because I want to see people wearing all of that.
Let's go.
Because, you know, reject meta, embrace drip.
Thank you, Crystal.
Just embrace the drip.
Reject
guys.
The meta.
But
embrace the drip.
Drip. Listen, Skate the Infinity is the first. Also, I fall in love a lot with, and I guess this goes into the animation as well to a degree. I really fall in love with designs that have bright colors to begin with. Mm. And Skate,
they are
for me
bright
because it takes
they
place.
They are bright.
And no, and they take they a lot bright. Of this. A lot of this takes place at night as well. So it's kind of like I love getting to see the shift of the design elements in the day, and then the design elements in action at night as well. And kind of like just I'm like, what's that animal that gets distracted by something flashy really quickly? Not here.
A lot of animals do that. I think. They just start shining a light. Most humans do go.
I'm like a cat with a flashlight. That's what I mean. I love Skate's flashiness. I love the bright neon palette. I love the outfits. I love the way that it matches the character personality.
You're talking about flash. I thought you were talking about the hair because everyone's got that flowing hair, bright colors.
Yeah.
The classic anime trope of like in a classroom, who's the main character? The guy with the burning red hair, and then the new transfer student with platinum, bluish, light blue hair.
Platinum.
Like, yeah, it's those two, not the guy with the brown hair over there. Like, no. who's this guy?
Listen.
But yeah.
If it ain't teal, you can't feel.
Can I guess, Crystal, your favorite episode from Skate was the beach episode?
Is it because you
were watching it?
I've seen a few, and then definitely love. There's a ninja skater called Cherry Blossom. You know, Joe.
My favorite, to be honest.
Joe Listen! Just got his shirt all out, got a puffy jacket, got his big old pecs and his abs just out. Just like, I skate with strength, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's a new way to skate.
We've got urban wear in this series. We've got bathing suit wear in this series. We got himbo wear.
What is a himbo wear?
It's whatever Joe's wearing is what is himbo wear. For people who watch Skate, what Joe's wearing, that's himbo wear. Just for the people to know.
We live.
Other one, Vivi. Vivi. Also, as I said, Vivi is a character in BAM. Best character design. Vivi's right there.
Vivi
is a character, and it's a good design. They got some good designs.
Oh my gosh, I will never be able to read that title without adding it's a character.
Vivi is a character.
Vivi is a character.
It's a character.
And then Saki Takahashi, One Direct Priority. One Direct Priority, main character. Mm-hmm. Great design. Reject meta. Drip. Embrace the drip.
Embrace
Yo, that yellow hoodie please. With a little sunflower.
Yo, I
unlikely
know, yo,
drip.
I didn't know you could look so cool in a raincoat. I was like, yo, that's crazy. Drip all the way up, yo. Yeah, they look great.
But yeah, that's some. We have definitely old character designs. Are we just gonna be like, yeah, drip or drown, buddy? Yeah, dude.
Dripper.
Yeah, dude.
Odakawa,
even Odakawa, his like little Hawaiian shirt that he's got. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's go, dude.
He might be a humble taxi driver, yo, but he stayed with the trends. He got a little dripped up, bro, with the little button up. I don't know, that man looks clean.
That Warris look clean. Yeah.
This is now a fashion podcast.
This is
all. When Odakawa goes home, he gets on StockX looking for some sneakers to cop. That's the vibe, I guess.
I mean, I can see him doing that.
Not Odakawa on Grail.com.
He's casual. Wear,
you know those.
He gets on Grail.
You know those memes where they like get their fit, you know, cop their fit, and they'll just have like really super expensive stuff, and then Odakawa shirt is just like, yeah, Versace, $3,000. But yeah, oh yeah, let's check.
Yeah, Odakawa, get that money, boy. That's my boy right
let's,
there.
Let's take a look at what the people are saying though, real quick.
Respect the drip.
You respect the drip.
Just a cow friend. Respect the drip. Nice.
Yo, also at Just a Cow Friend, quote, I like a toxic woman, Kurt Ritchie 2022. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
I'm sorry. Where are our toxic villains? Okay. They got a special place in my heart, the toxic villains.
At Ferric Wheel said sunny side up and then use the sunny boy gif. I get it. I get the reference. Great job. Thank you for telling us what type of eggs you like.
Well, that was actually pretty good.
This other person, XO Stan account, just said, I like scrambled eggs. Haha, I'm hungry now. Nice. Me too. Me too, honestly. Yeah. Yeah, we got some scrambled eggs. Mm. A lot of people like scrambled eggs. Another person said, I like my eggs fried and mixed. Priest of Kirby just said, I like my eggs. Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks.
You're just like, I like eggs.
Like eggs.
You go,
I like eggs.
Same. Wait, I'm not. Wait, opinion. Fried and mixed. I'm still there. Like, wait, fried then like chopped.
No,
and
I think he likes
something?
Fried and also egg mixed. I don't know what mixed eggs is. Please let me know what mixed eggs is.
Eric Wheel said sunny side up, like sunny boy.
Yeah, you get it. You get it.
Guys.
Don't follow Tim.
One more. No, one more. I have another segue. Sunny boy. Right, Sunny boy has music. What's the next line? Best score. What's the best score? Let's go.
You know what? That was your best score. Yep. Great job.
That was very smooth.
Whew. 10 out of 10
All right, this time, Crystal Marie, give me the drum roll. Best score winner is... I thought you were gonna go longer. Yuki Kajiura and Go Shina in Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba Mugen Train arc.
I don't listen to the, I'm usually just enjoying the thing as well, so I guess I don't know a whole bunch about the score.
Yeah, all I do is listen.
I do know the music was slappers. The music is
slappers. As a music person, I'm just a consumer. I'm not a creator, really. So I don't know all the nitty gritty music details. And I'm like, just sounded good. That's my review.
Yeah, I don't have the qualification.
That is your criteria.
Yeah.
Let us discuss the complexities of the crescendo right as.
And I'll just be like, okay.
Character slaps.
Yeah, y'all who know about band compression and all that, y'all got that opinion.
Yeah, please go hashtag Crunchycast Anime Awards to talk to us and let us know musically, sonically, why these are superior. Yeah.
Sonically.
Use all the smart words to confuse me.
Tell me.
Yes, I want to see Allegro. I want to see piano.
Are we saying music terms? Yeah.
I'm trying.
We don't even know what falsetto is. Yeah.
Isn't it high pitch? Isn't it like?
I'm a musician. What's happening?
Crystal's like, I am a music creator. Like, whoops.
I do.
Crystal is singing. She's singing her butt off in YouTube, and she's like, wait, I forgot.
I play the piano.
You play the piano too?
You're famous for music.
Yikes.
Wait, but I forgot. Embarrassing. I forgot everything.
Yeah, this is embarrassing in your own summary. Yikes.
I'm put in the spotlight right now. It's too much for my brain.
Love it.
She has songs that have gone viral, and she does not know. But
I was trying to get to an expression. No, I know what falsetto is. But that doesn't go into a score, does it? Oh, God.
let's keep moving so we don't keep burning Crystal Marie.
Oh, my God.
We have record labels just going like, she doesn't know what our music is? Like, what? Like,
my music teachers don't be embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot everything. I only have anime brain right now.
Runners up, we have 86. Okay. 86. They have some good music. Megalobox 2, Nomad, Odd Taxi. Mm-hmm. Vivi. Vivi.
Wait, is a character. Tim, did you just say 86?
Yeah, because it's 86 twice. Come on. The number 86 and then 86. The letters 86.
86. You couldn't hear him say it differently. Nah.
I say the full title, no matter what. Yeah. I read whatever they give me.
That's an anime fan right there. That's an anime. You a true.
Yeah, let
one.
Me know. Let you're me know when one, you're bro. On the at hashtag CrunchyCast Anime Awards. If you guys also say 86, I'm probably gonna be all alone in that, but it's fine. Vivi is a character, is another one that was nominated, and Wonder Egg Priority. Once again, we are not music creators except Crystal Marie.
Oh my god, Mezzoforte, yeah, thank you. At Trey Hansy on Twitter, Legends Trey. Thank you, Mezzoforte. That's I was like, piano forte? What the hell am I saying? Mezzoforte.
Somebody did.
Because there's
somebody,
a pianoforte, it's an instrument, but not
with a clutch, huh?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, whoever.
Thank you.
Thank you, whoever thank was you, that. Trey. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry. Please go on.
So here's at Hayo underscore HRU. As a musician, Demon Slayer is probably my favorite. And he says a bunch of music words. Legato and semi quaver and tone color.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't know if they're being real.
No, they're real. I believe it.
Are you playing me? Are you gaslighting
semi,
me?
Semi-quaver. I'm like, quaver? Yeah, that sounds like music stuff.
You imagine one of these is actually a lie.
Tone color, yeah. I'm a little iffy on, but once again, I'm not. He said he's a musician. As a musician is what he said.
Yeah, no, tone color.
Sources, bro, trust me. And I trust him.
Yeah,
the color of your tone.
Mm-hmm. Fly.
So I don't know how I'm going to segue to this next one. I think I got something. So best score is sound, okay. It's auditory, it's sonics. We hear stuff, okay. We speak. Best VA performance, Japan edition, goes to, bam.
Okay.
How's that?
All right.
I'm
all
really
right,
stre-
okay.
I was stretching
okay.
that one.
That's better. We're picking it up.
Like, speaking of tone, you know who has a great tone when they speak?
Oh, Hime, are you taking my job? Are you trying to take my job?
That was good. Someone
No, I'm losing my job. My family.
Hime just did it to you.
Oh, she.
Wow.
She really got me. Well, best VA performance. How about you just say the winner, Hime? Just say it. Just say this one.
Okay, okay, Tim, can you give me a drum roll? Best VA performance, Japan, Yuki Kaji as Eren Yeager.
I was waiting for someone to do that. I was going to do that every time somebody says Eren
Yeager.
In the theater.
Yuki Kaji is the GOAT. I think like any performance, anytime I'm on like YouTube and I see videos of Yuki Kaji doing like ad libs on like TV, like Japanese TV shows, you can just hear how passionate, how legitimate he is in every role that he plays. He just captures it. Also, to note, Yuki Kaji also is Daida from Ranking of Kings, which is amazing.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Right?
Wow.
You have Eren and
you
have Daida.
Eren Yeager and Daida. What a combination.
What a list. But yes. Yuki Kaji. What can I say? He is yelling, hooting, and hollering, trying to start some wars. What else can I say about
being angry?
Being angry. Exactly. Being real
being
angry.
Being very angry.
Describing Eren Yeager's actions as simply just a boy being angry is very funny.
Very funny.
But then also, it's kind of crazy. Angry. I feel like in season 4, Eren's voice, like his tone was so monotonous. Like there was no expression almost. But at the same time, you could also still feel like this under layer of
you can see him bubbling, like, just bubbling up, and then he's just like
you can hear his blood.
Yeah, and then it's going full kettle is going full crazy right now. Going beep, and he's just like, I am going buck wild.
I kind of love that kind of understated performance for threatening, like the
he doesn't need
creating
to yell. He
that sense
yeah,
of
he doesn't
threat.
Need to yell. He's just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, if anything, I feel like that's way scarier than anybody who's like trying to speak forcibly, forcefully, and to intimidate you. No need here. He just looks at me and I'm intimidated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Another Attack on Titan got nominated with a Gabby. Everyone's favorite. Right? Everyone loves Gabby.
I love the role that she plays in anime. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what
Ayane Sakura, the voice actor. Yes, great voice actor.
Yeah.
And Gabby, yeah. Everyone give a thumbs up reaction, everybody. And if you guys are listening, actually, there's no thumbs up. Give a good peace sign if you guys are a Gabby fan, because I know everybody is, right?
I feel bad for Gabby. Even though in the beginning she's kind of introduced in this way, in this light, I think I can also understand
that. I understand why people, you know, don't like Gabby too, because, you know, she did go pow at a certain character. She did go pow at a certain character, you know. I'm not gonna say. Don't worry, Hime.
Hey, don't worry, Hime.
Hime's like, whoa, watch.
Ow. Don't let me relive.
Next one is Kiyoshi Kobayashi with Daisuke Jigen, one my favorite out of the Lupin trio of men. Jigen is my favorite, so that was my vote, actually. So just personally, you know, just throwing it out there, you know, my humble opinion, Kiyoshi Kobayashi.
Solid pick. It's always a great performance.
Rip to D. What else? What else we got? Odakawa with his monotone, smooth voice. It's another great performance.
You love to see that.
Butter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like liquid gold.
like liquid gold. Ooh. Gold,
I would, honestly, yeah. If he had like an Audible book, I would listen to it.
They should make an odd taxi, just like an Audible. Odd Taxi novel.
If he had his own radio show, I would so listen to it.
Not Odakawa starting his own podcast. That would be hilarious.
I would listen to him.
He's in his cab. He just has a little mic set up.
I have an idea. Imagine if Odakawa's podcast, he just talks about interesting stories he's heard or experienced in his cab. In his taxi.
I was gonna do one step further. He just starts interviewing people he gets in his cab. He has two mics. Oh. One in the front and then one in the back, and he's just like, yeah, you
write that down.
Who do I send it to? Write it down for who? I just send it to him, like, hey man, while I'm delivering the awards, you know, to him, I'm just like, by the way, I kinda have a dope idea for a podcast that Odakawa could do. Aoi Yuki as Kumoko from So I'm a Spider, So What. They also put in a killer performance. They talk their butt off. Anybody who's seen So I'm a Spider, So What knows that in her brain she has like different personas.
Isn't she also kind of like not a rookie VA, but I think really? One of her like biggest roles. I think so. I was looking at it when I first. Well,
they're
started
doing
watching,
a killer
like, wow,
job.
Really like
a
it.
Killer job.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, mad respect as it is, I always find it so like interesting when a VA can kind of take this like roles with characters, like in this case, So I'm a Spider, or even Odakawa, when it's not human features, for example, that you can't rely on the facial expressions alone to kind of give you the message. And I don't know,
Kumoko is definitely they be emoting that spider be emoting, and then the voice really carries it too, and it. Yeah,
do be emoting. Yeah.
Do be emoting.
And then Iodo from One Direct Priority, once again, great voice performance. It's always hard to give a strong dramatic performance. I feel like. We're getting some notes from our producer that we should wrap it up in 30 minutes. So we've been talking a little too long.
Oh, no?
We've been really
we do be talking.
Because I could talk for ages about this.
Best
stuff.
VA performance for podcasters.
We got a lot left.
I thought this was an endurance space.
Oh yeah.
Let's go.
Now I'm looking at all the other
stream.
Stuff. I'm like, yeah, we got a lot to do. Let's go. Let's go.
Listen. Yeah.
Let's go through these. So segue into best VA performance Japan. Now we have to do the sub and now the dub best VA performance.
Yeah.
Yes.
And winner is Hime. Take it away because you stole my job. No, you say the winner too. You just took my job.
Okay, it's my turn. The winner for best VA performance English is David Wald, Ainosuke Shindo, Adam from Skate and Sing.
Let's go.
Yes, let's go.
clean work. I loved all the people who did it, but David's performance was really crazy. This gave so much life to the character.
Yeah. Yeah, but real quick, who did you guys vote for? Come on,
we know. Come on.
I voted for NRE.
I was about to say Kurt. I know you have a different.
Yeah. You got your fave. Your oomphy. Yeah.
First off, she did a fantastic performance. I think she did a great job. Her inflections and whatnot was all fantastic. And I'm a little biased, but I don't know. It felt like an easy dub for me. But everyone did great. Mm-hmm.
This whole space is all about just being biased. So don't worry.
Well,
nah,
it's your
valid,
Kurt.
Everyone
did
do good.
It's
everyone
fair.
Did
it's
good.
Valid.
Crystal, did you vote for David?
Yes.
David or
my extremely your biased, main. Obvious Adam. KD Infinity, obviously David. Yeah.
I thought you were going to vote for Honda because you're a Fruits that's Basket fair. Main, you know.
I am a Fruits Basket main, but
mm-hmm.
Embrace the drip.
Reject the meta. Yeah, literally reject Crystal Marie's meta by Fruits Basket main by respecting
the drip,
aka Adam.
Listen.
Yeah, Adam is dripped up. Mm-hmm. So
dripped up.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hime, what about you, Hime? Come on.
I also watched State Infinity in dub. Well, I watch it in sub and in dub. And I feel like the way that David, you know, like, conveyed the English version of the anime, I thought fit really, really well. But yeah, I'm pretty satisfied with the winner. So,
right.
I'm watching Chris Dalbert.
We got
just dancing.
We got 23 minutes. We got 23 minutes. We got to keep moving.
Let me do a segue.
VA performance. Best opening. Let's go straight into it. No segue. Best opening. He may take it away.
Best opening is Boku no Senso, Shinsei Kawase-cha, Attack on Titan Final Season!
I was dancing. I was doing dishes, cleaning to music. That
cleaning
was
to that?
Was like a lot of people. Like,
you were washing those plates?
Go ahead, Eva.
No, I was going to say, I feel like it was trending on TikTok where people would just use that sound and, like, run across their street and be like, it's so iconic.
It's a banger. It's a banger. But it wasn't my first pick. I know I've been saying on Taxi a lot, but okay. On Taxi OP is in my Spotify playlist. It's
me too.
The vibe is
the
so
first
nice.
Take of it? Did you hear it, Kurt? The first take?
Yes! Yes!
So good!
I loved it so much. That was my pick. But Attack on Titan, that was a banger too. I can't lie. It was
also,
swept the
I would
nation.
Like to say special mention for one of the runner-ups, Kaibutsu by Yoasobi. I think anything that Yoasobi does is a banger!
The Beast Star
one. That was fire too!
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome! They're all good!
I love that one. I love that one. Also, even though this wasn't on the list, real quick, I love the Beastars OP 1 too. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They kept the energy.
Stop motion
with
too.
With the second one.
The little
it was fantastic. Yeah, stop motion was crazy. It was fantastic. But yeah, I loved a lot of these. A lot of these were great. Yep. But yeah, big standouts for the winner in those two for me.
All right, let me segue.
Wait. I want to say Crybaby. That's it. Crybaby.
Crybaby. Yeah.
Crybaby.
Fair
enough.
That's it. Thank
right,
you.
Guys,
thank you. So there's best opening.
I just want to
And when something starts, it must end. Does it not? It must. All things must come to an end. Now the best ending goes to Hime, please.
Shirogane by none other than the most beautiful, amazing, talented singer Lisa for Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba Mugen Train Arc.
I'm all with.
Yep.
I have no complaints.
Yep. Great. Yeah. Nothing to say here.
Next. I'm just kidding.
Next. We're good.
Everybody, let's keep on moving on then.
All right, we get into the important ones though.
So usually, you know, when the best ending happens, before that is always a great cliffhanger, maybe even an action scene per se. And we have to segue the best action.
All right,
Tim. Look at me go.
Hey.
Best action, and the winner is. We don't even have time for drum rolls anymore. We gotta keep moving. We gotta wrap it up.
Just one clap. One roll.
Am I saying it? Attack on Titan, final season, part one. Yeah.
Another good pick.
What is the silence?
Vivi, Demon Slayer. Kaizen was also.
This was stacked. Shout out to SSS.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
SSS. Four S's. Dinazon. How do you say Dinazenon? Dinazenon?
Dinazenon? I say it as Dinazenon.
Words.
I will figure it out for you.
Because I loved SSSS Gridman. It was, I love that one. To see like a spiritual successor and that, it was really good. But I have no qualms with this one. I have no qualms
just
with this one.
Just shout out to the Mecha Tokusatsu fans out there who liked SSSS Gridman from the ages, and now they get a nice revamp anime, you know? Good for them. Yeah. But yeah.
But I am hyped to check out Vivi just based off that one fight.
Yeah.
I was like, all right,
He pulls out that knife on the arm. There's like these blocky robots. Check out the anime. Yep. It's good stuff. Wit Studio, you know, they do it again. They did it again. They do it again.
Yep. Back at it.
All right. But when there's action, right? There's big bam, bam, boom, fist being thrown. Sometimes you just have to laugh. Mm-hmm. And when you gotta laugh, you just love the best comedy. Boom! Hey, now the winner is...
Komi can communicate!
Yes. I love Komi. Love it. No problem.
Wait, Crystal? Yeah. So do you have a problem?
I voted for Komi.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't have a problem.
She's fine.
Yeah, I voted for Komi too.
Yeah.
Komi was my pick. It was just a fun time all around.
How about you, Hime?
I also did. Okay, I was actually torn between Odd Taxi because I laughed in Odd Taxi. I feel like the jokes, you need a big brain to understand the jokes. So I would like to shine a light on my big brain. But I did actually end up voting for Komi Can't Communicate.
Hime said Odd Taxi's great. So I'm cool.
She said, you guys don't get the humor, the deep, complex humor of Odd Taxi.
It is.
It's funny, but like, not a. There's moments. There's too many moments in Odd Taxi where they're like, "Oh, she's dead. Oh, she might be dead. She might be hidden."
She's dealing drugs.
That wasn't a spoiler. Who's she?
Anyway, but Komi can't communicate. Mm-hmm. I think there was something really like charming and funny about like both main characters, especially Komi, obviously, because like I think I often have like social anxiety, especially when I'm outside and I like look at people. So I think I kind of relate, but it was. In that way where it was so relatable that it was just kind of like laughing at myself.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Just a good laugh at yourself.
I'm just like ha ha ha.
Yep, we're talking about laughing at relatability. Life Lessons with Uramichi Onisan is another good one. He's just a grown ass man working in the industry. Grown butt man.
Grown sassy moments, man.
It's okay,
butt
man.
Waving my fingers. Grown butt man. Yeah, I relate.
That just sounds weird.
I know, it sounds weird. But yeah, I relate a lot.
That's a funny one. Anyone who's like working in. Anyone who's working a normal, like a job of some kind, especially if you're in the industry similar to that.
If you're face fronting, you have to like put on a smile every time, even though you're like, miserable.
If you're sad. Yeah. If you're feeling kind of sad and you work, this is a vibe.
Yeah.
Give it a watch.
So best comedy, you know, you have your laughs, but sometimes you have to have some serious moments. You can't always have laughs in the world. Mm-hmm. So we have to look at the best drama. Huh? Who's the winner of best drama, Hime? Let us know.
Say it.
It is To Your Eternity.
My pick. Very earned.
Yep.
Tears were shed.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, tears were shed. Amazing. Yes.
You can't go wrong with an anime where the episode one a dog dies and then immediately somebody else dies. But Hime's also like, come on. It's like immediately you start the anime and it happens. Come on now.
But you don't know how to anyway.
Right. I just knew the poster. All I knew was the poster.
Oh,
the poster showed me a pretty video.
Oh, sorry, everybody. That's sorry. Okay. Spoiler alert for the first 10 spoiled. Minutes. Sorry.
Oh my god.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just getting dramatic.
Please watch To Your Eternity. Mm-hmm. It is a fantastic story about the human condition. And just learning to be a person and a human and what it's like.
You will cry a lot.
I think the same can be said about Fruits Basket Final Season. Oh, you're learning to be a person.
That's fair.
86 that's too. Fair. It teaches you about the human condition that war is bad. War is terrible.
Yep.
War do be bad. Thank you, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
another hot take.
Always come out with the hottest takes.
Or isn't preferable.
But yeah, Odd Taxi. It's funny how Odd Taxi has both best comedy and best drama too. That's another really funny one.
It just has everything. Mm-hmm.
It's got it all.
The drama.
And then One Direct Priority. It's about sensitive topics, obviously. So there's a lot of drama that comes drama. With it for sure.
And good on them for being able to approach it. Yeah. So yeah, I gotta give a lot of love.
Kageki Shoujo, I need to give it a watch. It looks, the manga art looks beautiful, so I always was curious about it, but did not give it a go.
Yeah.
I
gotta give an extra shout out to Fruits Basket.
For two reasons.
It's not just the drama itself, which is excellent, mm-hmm. and no joke, I do think To Your Eternity 100% deserves it. But Fruits Basket, again, sentimental reasons. It is the finale, like they finally animated the last season of this or this part of the manga that had never been animated before. So it's almost like a drama for the fact that it finally kind of reached its conclusion in an animated way was a big drama in the fandom to begin with. So drama in real life and drama in the anime. And for that, two shout outs, very special to my main Fruits Basket. Which was amazing, honestly.
Her smash main is my Fruits Basket.
Listen, I can summon 12 Pokemon with my Fruits Basket main.
Drama. You know, there's drama in life. Yeah. What causes drama sometimes? Romance. Love sometimes causes drama. All right. So now we got to look at the best romance. And the winner is...
Horimiya!
That was my pick.
Yep. Okay. No problem. I was struggling between Horimiya and Fruits Basket because I think both of them were very strong contenders in my opinion. So I'm happy if either of them won. But yeah, Horimiya, it really just made me blush the entire time.
in my opinion, Horimiya had like the plot. Everything about it was just like romance. You know, it's like this is about two people falling in love.
But also, I think even
the side characters,
had their own little romances too, which was also.
Oh yeah, I was just about to say. I'm like, yeah, they also have their own spicy little romances. Yeah, love to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it presents the topic romance as the focal point to begin with. So I think that's also what makes it so special because I see Fruits Basket in this category, and again, y'all know I'm a Fruits Basket main. I've said it too many times, it kind of seems like the same situation with Odd Taxi being in comedy for me in the sense that it has romantic elements, but because romance is not necessarily the focus of Fruits Basket, it's so much more all encompassing. More like I feel Horimiya is truly one that took that topic itself and managed it so well with those.
Yeah, all of these and the runners up are romances, there's no doubt, but it's like the main, because Toyonomi is Nagatoro, you know, there's romance there, but it's about the dynamic of Nagatoro and Senpai, you know, it's about the little hijinks and the little push and pull, little romance in there, got some comedy. Komi Can't Communicate, I mean, it's just laughs, really. A lot of it's laughs, and then what, like one off moments where Tadano's like, oh. Golly, I do like Komi. I sure do like
Komi.
Sure
like
go
Komi. Everybody walking around the streets like, I sure do like Komi too.
Yeah.
The Duke of Death End is made
too. Maybe it's because I'm a goldfish.
That's another cute series.
I haven't seen it, but I know a lot of people rave about that one. I'm willing to check it out, but it seems
very... It's a man who's wearing a massive top hat. You can't miss it. You can't miss the guy because he's wearing a big old top hat. So romance, you know, romance can also mean, you know, love and romance, but there's also like, they use the word romance for adventures, you know, the Romance Dawn in One Piece, you know, and adventure, there's fantasy.
We'll
and adventure. This is my attempt to rope in best fantasy.
This is your segue.
This is really good, Tim. Keep going.
The romance of adventure.
The romance of the three kingdoms. Yes.
And in adventure lies fantasy. Fantasy always has a good adventure, does it not? And so the winner of Best Fantasy, Hime, take it away.
That time I got reincarnated as a slime season 2.
For me, I was really hoping that for that, I guess I was like, To Your Eternity, I don't even know if I would consider that like a fantasy like that. But I pick Wonder Egg. I pick Wonder Egg priority for that.
Oh, for best fantasy.
Ruby, listen, like the curve away. You hold on.
It was between that. And, it was
hold on.
Between It was between that, honestly. Oh, wait. Or did I pick Jawless Reincarnation? Actually, I think I might have picked Jawless Reincarnation. I do not remember. Both were good. But Mushoku Tensei was like a really compelling story, especially at the beginning.
Very classic fantasy, too. I like how you consider... I like how you were going to vote for Wonder Egg, too. Because for me, Wonder Egg is like... It's definitely fantastical. But, you know, it's still set in reality. Yeah. I do like my medieval fantasies. Like, I'm a sucker for medieval fantasies.
I'm here for my case study of
Vanadak. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I was going to say steampunk Pelly with vampires.
Yeah. It's been a while. I miss steampunk aesthetic.
the people with massive goggles and top hats are eating good right now. They are with a nice suit on. The steampunk fans.
Well fed.
Yeah, Vanitas, that's another good one. But yeah, for me, I'm a sucker for fantasy based. So slime definitely has that real RPG fantasy.
I love slime. I'm sorry. I watched season 2 like 5 times.
Let's go.
She said slime endurance.
But yeah, for me, I picked Ranking of Kings though, so you know, that's just me.
I respect
that. It's got an interesting fantasy world.
It does. The concept of it is really
How about
cool.
you, Crystal? We've all laid out our cards. Which one did you go? Case study of Vanitas?
I was being serious.
You were just standing over case study. No, make sense.
Crystal, no.
Nice. So you voted for fantasy as well.
That
okay.
is my pick.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
All right. So how am I gonna segue this next one?
Anybody
got a segue for this next one?
I have one.
Let's go.
All right. So, everybody, one of the big things about fantasy is being immersed in the characters, the visuals, the sound, and the experience. Speaking of experience, one of the best experiences for 2021 is the best animated film.
You're saying the best experience is a cinematic experience?
Perhaps, yes.
Yeah. But Hime, when you said you had one, I thought you had a good segue, like locked and loaded.
I was pressed, but I was like, all right,
I'm not good. You
had me at the beginning. Sure. Yeah, I mean the first
Okay, time. Fine,
I
was like,
fine,
right, fine.
I was with you on that train and then.
Benji, whoop. Oh.
Speaking of train, Crystal, the best animated film.
You redeemed yourself there, Hime. You redeemed yourself.
Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie Mugen Train.
Wow.
Yep, there we go. Well, I caught myself there. That was good.
All right.
Yeah, you know, that was good. You really recovered there. I voted.
Thank you.
I voted Evangelion. Because, man, what a journey the whole Ava ride is. Oh, my God. It left me, like, feeling in shambles. It felt great.
It let you feeling some real emotions. So, yeah.
You do like pain. Like,
ending to the series, it felt right. It was amazing. I didn't know how to process my emotions or understand what I was seeing, and it was all just incredible.
All part of the Evangelion experience, you know.
Yeah, that's all Ava, yo. That's how it be.
Belle, I haven't seen Belle. It looks great.
I love really? Belle. Okay. The soundtrack is amazing.
Anything. What's my boy's name? Mamoru Hosoda makes. Honestly, it's great. Let the man for the rest of his life make movies, anime movies about the cyberspace. Just let him keep going. Don't stop. You know?
Yes. You know?
Yep.
His grand.
Yes. I mean, great brand. Great brand.
Do it. Excellent brand.
Made one of my favorite One Piece movies too. Baron Omatsuri and The Secret Island also. Just a side note. He made a great One Piece film too. But anyway, yes. Belle, great. But you know, Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie. That when the movie came out, it sweeped the nation. It just gripped moment, the world by storm.
Yeah.
Like
that's the why, entire that's world.
I,
really
I know.
It deserves to win. It was like, didn't it break records? It was out here breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it deserved the dub. It deserved the dub. You gotta give it to him.
But yeah, a little shout out to Shirobako, the movie too. Good for you guys for getting that movie release. Yeah. If you guys want to learn about how to make an anime, appreciate the process, check out Shirobako. I should appreciate the little drawings much more. But Yeah, I haven't watched the other two, but Jose and the Tiger and the Fish and World's Bubble like Soda Pop. Yeah.
They are all
the Soda Pop one looks amazing too. Like a, so, yeah.
Visually mm-hmm. amazing, songs amazing. Mm-hmm.
It is a good time. It's a very good time.
Some great time. Okay, we are running tight, and we have a lot to discuss
speaking
about
time.
The greatest, the highly coveted as
the big one,
the big dog, dun, dun, the big dog. Everybody does your own trumpet.
What everyone's been waiting for.
But yeah, anime of the year. I'm not even gonna do a segue. This doesn't even need a no. This needs no introductions. Anime of the year. Hime, please. Who won? Who did it? Let me do a drum roll for this one though. Let me do a drum roll. Hime, you gotta do the thing. Hime, you gotta announce the winner.
Hime, is Hime?
Hime.
Wait, Hime.
Hime, all right, Hime.
Hime, are you okay?
Of the large appointment of her to say the editor of the year. It seems like.
Thank God, Hime's back.
There. I thought we scared you.
But the pressure was too much.
Oh my God.
Sorry. What was I gonna say?
I was like, is this a cliffhanger? Cause wait,
no, my mind is written. Okay, anyway, anime of the year is Attack on Titan Final Season Part 1.
So, winner, Attack on Titan. How do you guys feel about that? Is it somebody's fire alarm going off?
Oh, I think it might be mine. I'm going to mute myself for a second.
This is so hot. This is not too hot. The anime of the year just made
hold up.
Crystals.
It's too hot. Fire alarm go off. I'll hop in myself real quick. As I've said through this whole thing, Aunt Taxi was probably my favorite experience in 2021. It took me through loops. It had drama, comedy, and just a vibe and element that really brought me home for an ending that had me shook. In my opinion, it was probably one of the best. It was the best anime of the year, like hands down. But there are a lot of great ones. Like I just watched Reckoning of Kings. That's fantastic. Although me personally, because the story isn't over, I can't give it a proper.
I agree where you're coming from, but I voted for Ranking of Kings anyway because. Rules don't matter, and I liked it. I like All Taxi's great too. Jujutsu Kaisen's great.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna
quickly say your say.
I'm gonna mute.
No, quickly say.
Yeah, like super. Okay. I do feel that like one of the reasons I'm happy with this pick of Attack on Titan is I do think this is a generation defining anime. I feel like there are specific titles that kind of are the decade or just an era, and I definitely feel Attack on Titan is one of those like big titles.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's the final season and we get and so I feel satisfied with that. My vote for this one did go to Odd Taxi personally, but because of sentimental reasons, I do feel that is a heck of a story, just completely self-contained and amazing directing.
This is hilarious because it sounds like Crystal Marie's house is on fire and she's just like, okay, before I put out this fire,
too busy talking about anime.
Let me just say Attack on Titan, Odd Taxi is just in the background, just like, bro, fix your fire situation first, Crystal. You might be carbon monoxide poisoning is dangerous.
This is fine,
Type B. I'm fine.
This is fine.
This is fine, Type B.
But yeah.
This is fine. I'm fine.
But yeah, let me check right now what people. Please let us know in hashtag CrunchyCast Anime Awards, one word, hashtag CrunchyCast Anime Awards, who you voted for.
Although, Tim and Hime, what were your picks? What were y'all's picks? The people want to know.
Wait, me? I already said it. Yeah. Ranking of Kings, Tim, baby. Crunchy Ranking of Kings.
Did you say
that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Didn't finish, but I still voted for it. I'm crazy like that. Because I totally agree. Because it's like an anime should be done for the anime of the year. But I saw Ranking of Kings, and I was like, I screw my own rule. Like, let's go. Yeah. It's on there. It's on the runners up. What am I gonna do? Not vote for it?
Mm-hmm. I get that.
We have. Let's see. At EXO Stan account said I voted for AOT for anime of the year. So there you go. It won. You did it.
Yep.
At Hayo_ Hru, H-R-U, said Odd Taxi was absolutely robbed. At CF Zelda said Aaron told the world to go vote Attack on Titan as anime of the year. Well deserved. Aaron wants to destroy the world, dude. He wants to like remove everybody off the planet. So I don't know if he's telling everybody to go vote for him. Maybe it's a threat.
Wow.
What else? What else are people saying? At Trey Hanzi says Odd Taxi anime of the year. Made a whole video. He made a whole video about that too, guys. By the way, at 5ms7ltr2 said Sunny Boy with an exclamation point at the end. Sunny Boy
is a good pick. Sunny Boy is a good pick. It was a sleeper hit, and I respect that.
I like this. Bossa Nova voted for Attack on Titan. At Harmon Taki said, "So lit, your fire alarm will go off." Thank you. Yeah, Crunchycast Anime Awards is
so hot. It'll just
poor Crystal Marie. House is on fire.
Hey, I want an explanation on this tweet. It wouldn't be an event with Hime around without a fire alarm going off. It's Crunch.
Crunch. He's always in the Hime streams.
It's
because one time my fire alarm was going off during a stream. We do not talk about
We don't talk about it. Let's move on.
The fire alarm.
Yeah, Crunch. Crunch, don't talk about it. Shh, don't talk about it.
I think it's finally off. Oh my god.
Lovely. Yeah. Woo, let's go.
It's off. Okay.
Because the fire's out. We went over it.
Fire's out.
It's Crunch voted for Hot Taxi as well. It deserved it, but AOT was also a massive contender. That's a very mature way of handling your losses, Crunch. I didn't take that at all. You know, me, I was just like, but that was my word. But yeah, so we ran through every single category. I actually thought we were gonna like rush through a bunch, but I think we got a good chunky amount. I know a bunch of people requested, but I'm sorry. Listen, you guys can say all you want on your Twitters, but on this space, you have to listen to us. Listen to me. Listen to my hot takes. My hot takes. Please let us know at CrunchyCast Awards, everybody, how you guys felt. And I'm gonna be on Twitter just saying, heck yeah or nah. I don't agree. No.
I'll be on the Twitters, replying with my hot takes.
Same. So, I'm a survivor.
Our producer's telling us to wrap it up. We've been here a little too long. Yeah. We've overshared our welcome is what it is, I guess. Everybody, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And checking us out.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
감사합니다.
Love you.
So we'll sign off, everybody. I'm Tim Liu, host of Crunchyroll.
I'm Crystal Marie, co-host of Crunchyroll.
Co-host of Crunchycast.
Crunchyroll Podcast. Crunchycast, yes.
Crunchyroll Podcast. The
Crunchyroll
and I'm
Crunchyroll
Human. I am Crunchyroll. Yeah, let's go. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye. Good night. Drink your water. Stay in school. Bye.
Cheers to more anime.
Bye.
Out of the end. Host us down. Crunchyroll, end this.
Don't at me.
Bye.